Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Quinice Petway, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Deuteronomy 6, 5.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Deuteronomy 6:5. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. When we love something or someone, it shows. From having a glow as we walk down the aisle to enter into holy matrimony, with handwritten vows expressing phrases like, I love you with every part of me and I love you completely, to being decked out in our favorite team's attire and attending every game, being the loudest fan in the stands, to doing everything that we can to make sure that our children have everything they need, our love and the degree to which we do so shows up. There are also times where we throw the word love around to organizations, leisure activities like travel or even food, but the truth of the matter is there is someone who commands and desires the highest degree of our love, God, our Heavenly Father and Creator. Our verse of the day was written by Moses. Moses was talking to the Israelites and admonishing them to observe the decrees and laws that the Lord had directed him to teach them to observe in the land that they were crossing over the Jordan to possess. And so let's break our passage down. It says, you shall love the Lord your God. And so love means to have an appetite for, just like we have an appetite for food or wisdom or drinks. We are to have an appetite for God or have affection for him. And it says with all, and each one of these next phrases or words is going to have the word all in front of it, you will notice. And so all means everything in totality, no exclusions. And so all of our heart is the first aspect of us that we are to love the Lord with. And our heart is our inner man, our comprehending mind, our will, our understanding, and our affections. Secondly, our soul is the next component. The soul is our self, our life, our desire, our emotion, our passions, person, and mind. And finally, our verse says, with all of your might. Some versions say strength. And so this means force, abundance, exceedingly, much, or add the word very to any degree. We are to love the Lord with this amount of our heart, our soul, and with all that is within us. This is actually known as the first and greatest commandment. The second commandment being love our neighbor as ourself. Everything else stems from this. All of the Old Testament laws stem from this loving the Lord with all of us and loving our neighbor as ourself. We can find this commandment in the Synoptic Gospels. And so the Synoptic Gospels are in the New Testament. Those are Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And Synoptic Gospels describe events from similar points of view. So in Matthew, we find in chapter 22, verse 37, Jesus declared, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Mark chapter 12, verse 33 says, "And to love him with all your heart and with all your understanding and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, which is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And so Mark adds that piece of this command, or these two commands, I should say, being more important than offerings and sacrifices. Luke chapter 10, 27 says, "He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." So when we love God with all that we are, we operate differently. We don't operate out of religious rituals or obligation or fear. Rather, we operate out of love, respect, and admiration for who he is. It's a loving relationship, because just as we love God deeply, he loves us deeply. Everything falls under this command and determines how we conduct ourselves and show up in the world. John 14, 15 says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And so, once again, if we love God with everything that we are, it won't be hard for us to obey his commandments because we love him. So I have some questions, friends, and I'm asking myself the same thing. How deep is your love? Are there people, places, and things that we're loving more than we love God? We have to ask ourselves, are we loving God with all of us? I mean, not just parts, but all of our hearts, all of our soul, all of our might, all of our mind. Or are there areas that need some work? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us and demonstrating what loving deeply truly looks like by sending your only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. Help us to recognize anything that gets in the way of us loving you with all of our hearts, souls, minds, and might. We desire to put you first because we know that when we love you well, our character and conduct will reflect you, allowing us to love ourselves well, others, and be a light in this world and bring you glory. Thank you for your word that guides us and reminds us how to be all that you created us to be. We know that everything stems from this first commandment, and we do want to please you. We love you and praise your wonderful name. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.